In Hillary's village, the concept of civil society is grotesquely deformed. Traditionally, civil society is that free and open space occupied by what Burke called little platoons, independent associations of citizens who pursue their own interests and ambitions free from state interference or coercion. That is not Hillary's civil society. In a book festooned with encomiums to every imaginable social work interest group in America, Mrs. Clinton mentions civil society just once. In a single paragraph, she dispatches the concept as basically another way of describing the village. Civil society, she writes, is just a term social scientists use to describe the way we work together for common purposes. No, no, no. Civil society is the term social scientists use to describe the way various groups, individuals, and families work for their own purposes, the result of which is to make the society healthily democratic. Civil society is the rich ecosystem of independent entities, churches, businesses, volunteer and neighborhood associations, labor unions and such that helps regulate life outside of state control. Bowling leagues, thanks to the Harvard social scientist Robert Putnam, are the archetypal institution of civil society. Bowling leagues are not mechanisms for working together for common purposes. The late Seymour Martin Lipset even demonstrated that although many labor unions were corrupt and illiberal, so long as they remained independent of the state and the state independent of them, they enriched democracy. In Clinton's village, however, there is no public square where free men and women and their voluntary associations deal with each other on their own terms, free from the mommying of the state. There are no private transactions, just a single spiritual community that links us to a higher purpose, managed by the state. This is the Volksgemeinschaft reborn as a social gospel daycare center. Think again of the image of a fasces, its many weak reeds or sticks bundled together to show strength in numbers. The first chapter of Mrs. Clinton's book begins with a quotation from the poet Verna Kelly. Snowflakes are one of nature's most fragile things, but just look what they can do when they stick together. It's a cute image, but is the message any different? Over and over again, Clinton uses a velvet hammer to beat it into the reader's head that togetherness, partnership, and unity are the only means of America's salvation. The point where theory and practice most obviously merge is in the area of economic policy. Corporations were among the most important reeds in the fascist bundle. So it is in Hillary Clinton's village. Community-minded companies are already doing a number of things that citizens should applaud and government should encourage, when possible, with legislative changes to make them more attractive.